Welcome to the best of Discover Wellness with Dr. G, a renovated version of Discover Wellness with Dr. G that highlights the best of the past shows and continues to provide timeless information and tips for a healthier you and your loved ones.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Discover Wellness with Dr. G. I'm Dr. Grillo with Natural Wellness Center. Our guest today is Chef Johnny Clark. I've known this individual for quite some time, and today's program is going to be entitled Personal Health Transformation Guidelines. And good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Dr. G.
What we're going to do first, John, is speak to the listening audience a little bit about your background as to how you got into the chef profession and things of that nature, please.
Well, many years ago, and I've always loved to cook, I made a decision to change my life and become an executive chef, and through trial and error, found out there were many different avenues to travel as a chef. You could be an educator or a working chef, and I decided to be a working chef and did that for many years in different locations all over the United States. And having worked to eat and lived to eat, I've decided that one point in my life, about a year or so ago, to change my whole life and become to eat to live instead of living to eat.
Now, if I remember, John, there was a time where actually for at least a few years, for a lot of our listeners who are in the Lancaster, Ohio area, that you were manager and executive chef right here at the Olive Garden in town, correct?
Yes, I worked there as one of the managers and for a while at the Inn in Cedar Falls down in the Hocking Hills area for a number of years before I moved to Michigan and then later to the Mississippi Gulf Coast where I became an executive chef at a club.
Well, many individuals have a stereotype which in some respects is part of a reality that a lot of chefs themselves tend to have a little bit more of a robust not only personality but body size because certainly they love food. And what we would like to find out from you, since I know this journey itself fairly well, is why after all those years of loving food and more living to eat, you've now changed why and how you look at eating itself.
And you're right about the reputation. Everybody has always said, never trust a skinny chef.
Well, understood.
Then if you look at most chefs, you will see that most of them do carry around a lot of extra baggage. And now I believe you should trust a skinny chef. There's a reason why they're skinny. And after years of carrying a lot of extra baggage and having health issues related with that, at my age and my wife's age, we decided that if we wanted to be around longer and enjoy, again, friendship and family and the friendship with you, of course, that we would have to improve our health. And the only way to improve our health was to look at what we're eating and how we're eating because that has a direct emphasis on your health, short-term and long-term.
And why, John, did you look specifically at what you eat as one of the primary focuses of getting your health back in check?
The old saying of garbage in, garbage out, and you are what you eat. And those are realities. Those may be joked upon and talked about in a funny way occasionally, but it is a known fact that long-term health has always been dictated a lot by what your long-term eating habits have been.
And by chance, what were some of the issues, if you're willing to discuss some of these, you were experiencing yourself? Because I think the listeners are going to really be appreciative of how the things that you were experiencing changed with just a greater awareness of diet.
Well, I had what a lot of men have that were getting over the age of 40, and not to disclose that I'm a grandfather, and that's high blood pressure. And that was directly related, I believe, to two things, heredity and the diet that I maintain. And I've been able to, through watching what I eat and regulating not only portions, but regulating what the portions were, to eliminate any need for high blood pressure medication, and my blood pressure now is what a normal blood pressure would be.
And what was the time frame of making the dietary changes to where you didn't need the prescription medication anymore?
Within a three-month period. And it was amazing. It happened so quickly. There's immediate seeable results when you change your diet, when you go from the garbage in part of your diet to a part where you're consciously aware of what you eat and how you eat, there's an immediate change in your body.
And before we get into the what's and the hows of what you're eating, what other type of issues, symptom-wise, were you experiencing that you noted to change in?
Well, there's a couple kinds of arthritis that I deal with on a regular basis, and through a lot of research and study in nutrition, I determined that some of the inflammation that I had was aggravated dramatically by what my diet was. And changing that diet would dramatically change the amount of inflammation in this arthritis and would improve dramatically, again, the quality of life I have.
No, without a doubt, because certainly some foods being an irritant to the system will create that inflammatory response. And so there was not only the high blood pressure, there was a degree of arthritic changes. And anything else that you would want to throw in there?
What's great to be able to wear clothes that are normal instead of always looking for the ones with the X in front of the size.
Yes. The fear factor is what that X is for a lot of folks. And then some people's is even multiplied and tripled from that standpoint. So there were a variety of different symptoms that you were experiencing based on different items of named and some unnamed diseases. And before we go to a break in a couple minutes here, what, John, was the accumulation or commotion of all these things that caused you to say, okay, I love food, I've been around it, I know food, but I need to make the change?
The big change was none of us, including us, we're getting younger. And as we get older, the mobility, the quality of life changes, and I just did not want to participate in that. I didn't want that to be my lifestyle. I didn't want to be the old man in the rocking chair that couldn't get up and couldn't walk and couldn't play with grandchildren and couldn't enjoy the quality of life that I wanted to have in my older years. So I've decided at that point that I had to make an immediate and a drastic change.
Well, there must have been either some people that you had met or some individuals that you've known over time to potentially push you over the edge to see the light, if you will, in this instance. Or was it just something that, again, osmotically over time you just seem to figure out?
I don't think anyone can change you as far as your behavioral patterns. It's all within. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, smoking, all the other addictive things. And food's an addict. If you love food the way I would live to eat. I always said there's so much food and so little time. And I think it's from within. There is no way that you can make dramatic behavioral changes within yourself with someone telling you to do it. It all has to be internal. It has to be something you decide. And once you make that conscious decision to change, it's an easy road to take.
Well, without a doubt, no truer words are spoken. So, as always, Chef Johnny, a great pleasure of having your expertise. We greatly appreciate it. And for the listeners, you've been listening to Discover Wellness with Dr. G. Our guest today was Chef Johnny Clark. And you can contact us at Natural Wellness Center or 740-687-0279. As always, thanks for listening. Until next week, here's to your improved health.
This program is not designed nor intended to provide professional medical advice, professional diagnosis, or opinion for official treatment or services for specific individual listeners. The information shared in this program and related website links are provided for general information for educational purposes only. The information on this program is not a substitute for medical or professional care. Please contact the Natural Wellness Center for a complete individualized professional consultation of your wellness needs, 740-687-0279.